Hi, I'm Barry Lewis. People know me around New York City as the PBS History Guy. I've done a series of video walks around New York for our local PBS station, and I'm standing here in the East Village by the Lowe's Village 7 at 3rd Avenue and 11th Street. This is one of four neighborhood tours that we're doing for the Tribeca Film Festival, of course, sponsored by American Express, and we're taking a look at different sections of the city, and I'm doing that with Billy Cohn, contributing editor to Time Out New York. Billy, another neighborhood, another day.
I know. When we're done taking our neighborhood tour, I'll highlight some restaurants and shops that people can check out just so they can get familiar with what's around here.
You know, it's funny. If we were here 100 years ago, coming out of the theater, if it existed 100 years ago, this would be some noisy street. Third Avenue had the famous Third Avenue L going overhead.
The old elevated trains?
The elevated train, that's right. When I say to young people today in New York, I grew up under the L, they think I mean the L subway line under 14th Street that connects the East Village with Williamsburg, the hip place to be in New York.
Of course.
It's known as the hipster subway line.
Of course.
Especially on a Saturday night.
Yep, it's fun to watch.
It's a moving party. Well, I did not grow up underground. I grew up under an L, and it was exactly like the L that rattled here along 3rd Avenue. We knew years ago when we came under the L that we had come into the Lower East Side.
Oh, it was called the Lower East Side.
Yes. That's another thing about New York. The geography changes from generation to generation. When I was a kid, this was the Lower East Side. In fact, for us, that began with Chinatown way down by City Hall and went all the way up to 14th Street, a few blocks north of where we are. It was definitely part of the Lower East Side, and there was no argument about that. By the time you get to the 1960s, the hippie generation, it's dubbed the East Village. And today, the young people of today consider this entire swath of Manhattan from the west to the east side the Village.
Right, if someone says they live in the Village, you have to ask, east or west?
That's right. Now, in my time, the Village always meant Greenwich Village, the West Village, on the other side of Broadway, but today they could be talking about Avenue D in Alphabet City,
right,
which
right.
is east of here. Fascinating, and it's the evolution of the city.
So what was it like back in the old days?
Well, for one thing, if you go really far back, this in the 17th century was the countryside. The city was down by Wall Street, way down at the southern tip of Manhattan Island. This was way out in the country where we're standing was the huge farm of the governor of the Dutch colony New Amsterdam. This was Peter Stuyvesant's farm, as they say in Dutch, his boerie, which is why the main road that came here was called the Bowery.
Oh!
Sure. And you know, the Stuyvesants always were interested in this neighborhood, even through the immigrants and through the changes, right until the last of them died off in the early 1950s. Now, by the 1830s, the Stuyvesants had developed their farm into an elegant, very elegant middle-class district. Second Avenue, one block over, was one of the finest addresses of 1830s New York.
It was a society place?
Yes, it was.
It's different from what it is now.
Artists. But they said the same thing you just did by the 1860s, and they went further uptown. The immigrants started moving in. The dominant group here, I would say, was the Germans. For 50 years, this was Klein Deutschland.
Ah, little Germany.
Little Germany. And the Germans, when they were here, they preferred using the Bowery as their entertainment street. The Bowery is just a few blocks south of where we are, and they used it for their beer halls, their dance halls, their restaurants, their wurst places. They loved the Bowery. By 1900, the neighborhood changed again. And this time, it's the Jews and the Slavs, the Poles, the Ukrainians. They came in around 1900, and they rearranged the geography of the neighborhood. The Jews, because the L was so noisy here on 3rd Avenue, they started opening their Yiddish theaters, their cafes, their restaurants, both meat and milk, meat and dairy, remember? And they opened that on 2nd Avenue. That was their Rialto. That is where they strolled on the wide sidewalks of 2nd Avenue. And those are my first memories. Back then, it was all Yiddish theaters. Some of those theaters actually still exist, but they've been reborn as off and off-Broadway theaters. The Orpheum at 2nd Avenue and 7th.
Right, right.
Off-Broadway Theater, that's right. And what about The Multiplex Movie Theater here at 2nd Avenue and 11th Street, that's an old Yiddish theater.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the buildings live on even if the people change.
Yeah, and there's a lot of off and off Broadway in the East Village. Now you have La Mama Theater has been here for a long time.
Ellen Stewart was very brave over 40 years ago to move to East 4th Street because the neighborhood had begun already to change. I mean, neighborhoods never stand still in New York, and that's what people don't understand about this city. By the 1950s, the Jews, the Slavs are moving out. The Ukrainians stayed on, and they're still down there at East 7th Street. St. George's is their church. 6th Street is their Ukrainian museum. Of course, most people know 7th Street off the Bowery for McSorley's Ale House. Definitely not Ukrainian.
No, definitely not. All those beers, they're little glasses of beers, and they go so fast.
And they do mount up in one system, don't
they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
But the neighborhood was changing. It started getting a Puerto Rican population, a Latino population. And it also started getting another population that has gone down into history. By the 1950s, the Beat Generation started living here in the East Village. We know them mostly through Allen Ginsberg and his work. Interesting, the Beat Generation would hang out in the West Village on the other side of Broadway. Some of their favorite haunts were the Cedar Tavern on University Place.
Oh, I know that place, yeah.
There also was the San Remo at Bleecker and McDougal. That was a very popular place for the Beats and the Expressionist painters and all the avant